So we're becoming a nation of part-timers. Tomorrow we're going to get the statistics on unemployment, and a lot of you know what that's all about.
My name is Kaya Wong. I'm working part-time for a doctor, and I also do Thai massage and make soaps and lip balms for lipsbywong.com, my own company, and play music, and I think many jobs is a good solution right now.
Musician slash lip balm maker. What's your solution to this economic downturn? Are you a furniture deliverer in the morning and a pizza deliverer at night? How do you deal with underemployment? Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org.
And we're asking because all this week we've been taking a look at underemployment in America, and that is basically American workers that want full-time work but end up working part-time jobs just to get by. It's the demographics of underemployment that we're dealing with this morning. Who's bearing the brunt of the current job market? For that, we turn to Jeffrey Wenger, Assistant Professor of Public Policy Analysis at the University of Georgia. Good morning and welcome, Professor.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So give us the lay of the land. Who's most vulnerable and who's getting hit first in this turbulent economy?
Well, I just have to say, first off, I'm struck by the size and the rapidity of how fast this situation has grown. The number of people who want full-time work, who can only find part-time work, is just skyrocketed in the last year. It's predominantly women, African-Americans, teenagers, Latinos, numbers of vulnerable groups that have typically had less than stellar employment experiences.
When we take a look at the numbers, they're all overwhelming. So let's just take a look at November. The U.S. economy shed 250,000 private sector jobs. Why are those particular groups that you just listed, why are they particularly vulnerable?
Well, a lot of the time they work in industries and in occupations that are really sensitive to changes in the business climate. So if you work in retail sales, and retail sales haven't been as strong as we might like, then those jobs are easily shed, and they tend to be part-time workers that are let go. So it has a lot to do with what industry you work in.
Does it have much to do with what region of the country you live in?
It tends to ultimately hit all regions of the country. So it might start on the coasts and then migrate into the heartlands, but eventually it's tough to be insulated geographically.
And you have some personal experience with this because your dad actually is among one of those vulnerable groups, and he's unemployed.
He is. He was a shoe salesman and recently lost his job 6 months ago and hasn't been able to find a similar job since then.
So what are you seeing? How are people responding? As you noted at the beginning, you said you've never seen the numbers so quickly rise of those who are being thrown into this part-time world. What are the trends you are seeing as people try to cope?
It's very difficult from the official statistics to see how people are going to cope. So you can look at people with multiple jobs. But as the economy continues to contract and there are fewer and fewer jobs, it makes that strategy more difficult to achieve. How do you hold more than one part-time job when there are fewer and fewer jobs being made?
People are carrying these slash careers around with them, and we've been getting these amazing stories of people trying to bounce from job to job and experiencing exactly what you're suggesting, that as soon as they get another part-time job, it goes away because they're sort of following the contraction through the economy as they try to take on work. And now, looking at the demographics of this, even with the rapid onset that you're seeing, is there a way for policymakers to target training programs and some sort of a cushion, be it unemployment insurance, be it some sort of medical care tied over that might help these various vulnerable groups?
Oh, absolutely. I think this is one of the things that's sort of very sad about the current situation is that these part-time workers and workers who want more hours than they can get, they're really the shock absorbers of the economy right now. They're the ones who are sort of taking the brunt of it, and our safety net, the unemployment insurance benefits that we offer, some states don't offer benefits to those workers, and they'll pay taxes, they'll pay for the benefit for both jobs. So you'll have two part-time jobs, you'll pay your unemployment insurance taxes in both of the jobs, and be left ineligible for benefits in either job.
And that's because state regulations stipulate they're ineligible as part-timers?
Yes, if they search exclusively for part-time work in many states, they're ineligible to receive benefits.
Well, you know, I imagine people out of work are looking to relocate. Are there states where it's actually a progressive, good policy?
Yes, I mean, there's a number of them, and they would be all the usual suspects. You could go to California or New York, and you would be eligible to receive benefits as a part-time worker.
Are there some industries, in addition to the policies of the state, are there some particular industries that are more welcoming to part-time workers?
Oh, yes, definitely. I mean, if you look out there, you'll find that half of all part-time workers are concentrated in a small group of industries, like retail sales, hospitals, nursing. The grocery stores in particular are very, very large employers of part-time workers.
And so what's your advice based on the knowledge you've accumulated to those who are trying to find their way? What have you been saying to your dad?
Well, it's very, very difficult. It's very challenging. It's hard not to get frustrated. You know, obviously my father's an older worker who he's nearly ready for retirement. He's 64. He would like to continue to work, but it's very difficult to find a new job. And I can only tell him that he just has to keep plugging away at it, and hopefully something will come through for him. He doesn't get to choose to work. He has to only chooses to search, and he has to find someone willing to hire him. And that's very difficult.
Jeffrey Wenger, thank you for joining us this morning.
It was my pleasure.
Jeffrey Wenger, Assistant Professor of Policy Analysis at the University of Georgia, talking to us about the demographics of the underemployed, the growing number of underemployed in the U.S.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.